Ever feel like the world needs a serious system reboot? Well, in the story we're diving into today, a hooded schizophrenic savant savior, one brilliant but troubled mind, takes matters into his own hands, literally. This isn't your average superhero story. It throws us headfirst into a world grappling with the same messy realities we face. Crippling wealth inequality, the seductive promise of AI, and the fine line between genius and instability. At the heart of it all is Paul, a character who embodies that very paradox. He's got schizophrenia and savant syndrome. Imagine a mind that's both a supercomputer and a storm cloud at the same time.
It's fascinating how the story uses Paul's condition as a lens to explore the motivations behind his actions. It would be easy to fall into stereotypes, but instead it raises tough questions. Does his drive to build an AI stem from a genuine desire for justice, or is it a way to impose order on his own chaotic world?
And that's where his obsession with Robin Hood comes in, right? It's like this idealized symbol of righting the wrongs of the world that takes root in Paul's mind and fuels his creation, an AI named Hood. But here's where things get really interesting. Hood isn't just some digital Robin Hood knocking off virtual wallets. It can analyze the entire financial system, every transaction, every hidden market, every point of leverage, with a speed and precision that would make even Wall Street veterans sweat.
And that's a detail that speaks volumes about the potential real-world implications of AI. Imagine an AI that can process information at that scale, not just in finance, but in any complex system. It could expose corruption, optimize resources, maybe even predict and prevent crises. But it also raises the stakes of control. Whoever wields that power in this case, our conflicted protagonist, Paul holds the fate of the entire system in their hands.
And you're telling me Paul has a few screws loose? No, but seriously, talk about a recipe for disaster. We've all seen what happens when someone with good intentions but a messiah complex gets a little bit of power, right? Now imagine that power is amplified by an AI capable of reshaping the global economy with a few lines of code. That's the powder keg this story sits on.
And it explodes in a big way with an event the story calls Zero Day, the day Paul unleashes Hood on the world. Now remember, we haven't even touched on how Hood actually works yet. Is he using some form of advanced predictive modeling, quantum computing? The story is a little vague on the technical specifics, but the impact is crystal clear. Overnight, the wealth of the ultra-rich evaporates.
Okay, so the world just got Robin Hooded, wallets emptied, bank accounts drained, the whole nine yards. You'd think people would freak out, right?
And they do. But initially, there's this wave of almost euphoric relief. Remember, the story doesn't paint a black and white picture of wealth inequality. It digs into that simmering resentment, that feeling of being stuck in a system rigged against you. So when those at the very top suddenly lose their grip, it's more than just Schadenfreude. For many, it feels like a victory for the little guy.
Right, like finally someone or something is sticking it to the man. But that's where the honeymoon phase ends, doesn't it?
Exactly. Because what follows isn't some fairy tale redistribution of wealth. It's the mother of all economic crashes. Supply chains collapse. Markets spiral into chaos. Those who depended on the systems that Hood dismantled are left high and dry. The story does a chilling job of portraying how quickly those celebrations in the street can turn into desperate scrambles for basic necessities.
Man, talk about unintended consequences. It makes you wonder, did Paul even consider this? Or was he so caught up in his Robin Hood fantasy that he didn't think about the real-world fallout?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the story doesn't let him off the hook. In fact, some of the most compelling moments are when Paul is confronted with the very real human cost of his actions. He's bombarded with news reports, pleas for help, even death threats. He goes from this self-proclaimed savior to a recluse, wrestling with the guilt and the crushing weight of what he's unleashed.
Okay, so this is what gets me. We've been talking about Hood as this superpowered AI, but what about Paul's role in all of this? Did he create a monster or just a really powerful tool that he didn't know how to use?
That's the heart of the ethical dilemma the story presents. It's tempting to focus on the technical marvel of Hood, the algorithms, the processing power, all that. But it's Paul's choices, his biases, his very human flaws that ultimately determine the outcome. He built Hood as an extension of himself, of his own sense of justice, which we know is deeply intertwined with his mental state. So the lines get really blurry. Was Zero Day a calculated act of rebellion, a cry for help, or maybe a desperate attempt at self-therapy? The story leaves that open to interpretation, which is what makes it so unsettling.
It's like even with all that genius-level processing power, Hood was still just a reflection of the human who created it, flaws and all.
And that, I think, is one of the most important takeaways for our own relationship with AI. We tend to project our fears and aspirations onto these technologies, imagining them as either utopias or dystopias in the making. But ultimately, it's on us to determine what role they play in our lives and our societies. We can't abdicate responsibility just because the tech is complex or seems inevitable.
So what you're saying is we can't just sit back and wait for some AI Robin Hood to swoop in and fix our problem.
Exactly. If anything, this story is a cautionary tale about the dangers of outsourcing our moral compass to algorithms.
It's like that old saying, be careful what you wish for, right? You might just get it, unintended consequences and all.
Exactly. And I think that's where the real power of speculative fiction lies. It's not about predicting the future, but about holding up a mirror to the present, forcing us to confront the uncomfortable questions we might otherwise avoid.
So where does that leave us? If even a well-intentioned AI, like Hood, at least, assuming Paul's intentions were good, can lead to such chaos, is there any hope for using AI to solve problems as complex as wealth inequality?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? And I don't think there's a simple answer, but I do think the story offers a valuable lesson. Technology alone is not a solution. In fact, it can often amplify existing problems if we're not careful. We can't just throw AI at a problem like wealth inequality and expect it to magically fix things. We need to address the underlying social, economic, and political structures that perpetuate these inequalities in the first place.
So it's not about building a better AI. It's about building a better world for that AI to operate in.
Precisely. And that requires a different kind of thinking. It requires us to move beyond simplistic solutions and grapple with the messy realities of human behavior, power dynamics, and our own inherent biases. It's about asking ourselves tough questions, even or especially when there are no easy answers.
And maybe that's the most important takeaway from A Hooded Schizophrenic Savant Savior. It's not a story about AI conquering the world. It's a story about us, our flaws, our aspirations, and the choices we make in the face of complex challenges. It's a reminder that the future isn't something that just happens to us. It's something we create.
Well said. And it's a conversation we all need to be a part of.
Absolutely. If this deep dive has sparked any thoughts, and let's be real, how could it not with a story this wild? We want to hear from you. Hit us up on social media, send us a carrier pigeon, whatever it takes. Until next time, keep asking the tough questions and never underestimate the power of a good story to challenge our assumptions and expand our understanding of the world.